Welcome back to Hot Mess Help Desk, where your campus counselors turn chaos into conversation.
I'm Lainey Kay.
And I'm Maya Ice. Today's episode is all about boundaries and communication, aka how to say no without feeling like the worst person alive.
Or how to tell your roommate their 2 a.m. karaoke career might need to wrap up. Okay, so today's check-in question, what's the hardest situation for you to say no in? Group projects, friends wanting to hang out, family calling at inconvenient times, Maya?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the family calling at inconvenient times. I definitely have gotten better at that, though. Like, y'all, I go to bed at like 8:30. Don't call me after 8:30 unless y'all are dying. So that's something that me and my family have had to talk about sometimes. But yeah. What about you? What's hard for you to say no to?
Well, you get to see this every day. I like to say yes to everything when it comes to working, at least. I'm not like a people pleaser, right? We've already established that. But I do try to take on everything. I feel like I can do everything. So I just say yes. And then I don't really consider maybe that I don't have all of that time or energy to give, right? I've gotten much better at it, right? Implementing boundaries and understanding that I can take on the world, but it doesn't mean I have to.
Yes. So listen, we were talking. We actually, full transparency, we started recording this the other day and we were like, okay, we're repeating some of the same things we've said in previous episodes. So we brainstormed and today we're going to do some role plays of common things that our clients have said they experienced or have questions about, or we ourselves have experienced similar situations. So we thought that might be a little bit better for you guys to hear examples of ways to communicate that. But boundaries can get kind of convoluted. So Lainey, can you give us a definition of what boundaries are and what they mean?
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to mention, I think you're right. Like the reason why we're doing this episode is because it's more applicable for students, right? All of the episodes we've done up until this point has been information. And this is something that's maybe a little bit more tangible. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I do relate to this. Okay. I can see how it might play out in real time. The things that I could say, it's just real life examples of things that you might be going through and a good way to maybe approach it if you are uncomfortable or just figuring out what your boundaries are and how to implement them. As far as the definition goes, personal boundaries are the limits and rules we set for ourselves within our relationships. A person with healthy boundaries can say no to others when they want to, but they're also comfortable opening themselves up to intimacy and close relationships.
Nice.
I need that operational definition. I really do.
All right. Role play number one, the roommate who doesn't get it. So Lainey is playing the overwhelmed student, and Maya, myself, is playing the well-meaning but intrusive roommate. Begin scene. Hey, you're finally back. I was thinking we could watch a few episodes of The Summer I Turned Pretty and then do a Target run.
Oh, that sounds fun, but I kind of just need to chill tonight. I've had people around me all day, and my brain's fried.
Oh, you always say that. You'll feel better if we hang out, I promise.
Yeah. Maybe, but I actually do need quiet time to recharge. I think I'm going to put my headphones in and just be a blob for a bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. You good if I watch it out here?
Totally. Just maybe keep the volume low. I would really appreciate it. All right. So let's debrief that for a second. This kind of boundary is a little awkward at first because it feels like you're saying no to someone you like, but what you're really saying is yes to your own needs. Alone time isn't rude, it's maintenance. And in healthy relationships, your supports should understand that. And if they don't, it's important that you maybe express like, hey, Maya, it has nothing to do with you. I really just need some time to myself. And your support should be supportive of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you are somebody else's support, make sure you're supportive of that.
There you go.
There you go.
Clock them. Maya just snapped.
You couldn't hear it.
All right. So role play number two, the group project that just won't end. Maya's going to play the student doing too much, and Lainey plays the one who's struggling but trying to step up. All right. Okay, so I finished the intro and part of the slide deck, but I still need to find three more sources.
Oh, don't worry. I already did those. And I fixed the citations. And I'm going to rehearse the presentation later, just in case.
Okay, thanks. But you don't have to do everything. I can finish the conclusion and update the notes tonight.
Honestly, it's just easier if I do it myself.
Yeah, but that's also how you end up stressed and then resentful. Like, let's just split it. Okay, you can handle the visuals and I'll do the talking points. That way it's fair.
You're right. I guess I forget it's okay to ask for help. So this one's a big one for the perfectionist. Lainey, I'm looking at you.
Oh my goodness. Way to call me out. I'm blushing.
Doing everything yourself can feel safer, but it actually just drains you. Boundaries and teamwork means trusting others to carry their share, even if they do it differently than you would.
I love this one. I think this might be my favorite one, just because I think, like, we don't see this as boundaries. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't see it as boundaries. Ugh, I just love it. Okay.
All right. Role play number three, the friend who always vents. So Lainey is going to play the student who's emotionally drained, and Maya, me, plays a friend who constantly vents. And then she ghosts me again, and I just don't understand why people are so inconsistent.
Ugh, that sounds exhausting.
Right? Like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
Hey, I care about what's going on, but I've had kind of a heavy day myself. Can we talk about this later, or maybe just text instead? I want to be present when we do it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I didn't mean to dump on you.
You're not. Like, I just needed a breather so I can actually listen to you in the way that you deserve. Okay. I like this one, too.
I really like this one, yeah.
It's okay to hit pause on emotional conversations. Like, setting boundaries doesn't make you bad friend. It keeps you from burning out so you can be a better one. And this kind of ties back to our non-negotiables, right? Like, if you want to give back to the people in your life or the things in your life, you have to take care of yourself first, emotionally and physically. And so just saying, like, hey, Maya, I want to be here for you. Can we just pause on the conversation and pick it up tomorrow so I can be present? I'm emotionally drained, right? You don't want to, have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you're like watching them? Like, they're not there. Yeah. They're like not there.
Their eyes glaze over.
Yes. And you're just like, okay, they're totally not listening to me. And it's really uncomfortable. I would much prefer somebody to be like, Lainey, hold on. Can we just like, I just would know that they care about me enough to vocalize that kind of a boundary.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We love communication, if you couldn't tell. So role play number four, family expectations on overdrive. So Maya, me, plays a student getting overwhelmed by family pressure, and Lainey's going to play the over-involved parent figure.
So have you thought about switching to pre-med? You'd be so great at it. Stable career, good money.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I'm actually trying to focus on psychology right now.
Psychology's fine, honey, but I just want you to have options. You don't want to regret it later.
I get that, and I really appreciate how much you care about my future. But I've thought a lot about what feels right for me, and this path fits who I am, not just what looks good on paper.
Well, as long as you're sure.
I'm sure. And I promise I'll keep you updated. I just need space to figure it out on my own timeline. Ooh, family boundaries. These can be tricky because they come wrapped in love, but also a little bit of guilt you might feel. You don't have to fight to be heard, but you can stand firm in your own voice. I appreciate your care, but this decision is mine. Can be a very powerful boundary sentence.
I like this one, too, because we have a lot of students that come in and our clients are struggling with that transition from being a child to like I say this in the most endearing and like supportive way possible, like an adult child. Right. Like your parents have seen you since you were babies. Right. Yep. They just see you and they see baby. Right. It's really hard for them also for this transition.
Yes.
to treat you as though you were an adult that can make decisions for yourselves. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the child, the adult child, has to step up and help that parent transition to seeing them as an adult. And it can be really, really difficult because that dynamic in the relationship changes a lot. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate this one, too, because I think it's really relevant for our clients.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing I want to say on this one is, especially if you're the oldest or an only child, this is the first time your parents are experiencing this, too. So try to give them a little bit of grace because they're kind of like what Lainey said. They're kind of figuring out what their role is now and how that's changing, as well as you. So,
mm-hmm.
And everyone needs to give themselves grace right. in this situation.
And having like an open conversation about it, too, can be really helpful and strengthen that relationship. Right. Mm-hmm. Where if you say nothing to your parent, even though you're feeling this way, it can cause resentment, right? Or you pulling away, or maybe not opening up to your parent and losing that kind of emotional support. Mm-hmm. And it can be really hard to set those boundaries and communicate your needs, but that's why it's important to do it frequently, right? And make sure there's transparency all around. Parents, you too out there, right? Mm-hmm. Check in with your kiddos, see how you can do better.
Yeah.
Okay, so role play number 5 and the last one. Professor pressure. So I will be playing a student who's burned out but scared to speak up, and Maya's gonna be playing the professor.
Oh, okay.
She just pushed her glasses up.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hi, I noticed your project hasn't been submitted yet. Everything okay?
I've been keeping up, but I've had a rough couple of weeks. I'm trying to get it finished soon. I'm sorry.
I understand. The syllabus is clear about deadlines, though.
I know, and I respect that. I wanted to ask if there's any flexibility for an extension. I've been managing some personal stuff, and I'm committed to completing it as soon as possible.
Thanks for letting me know. I can give you until Monday. I appreciate you reaching out early instead of disappearing.
Oh, thank you. I was so nervous to ask, but I'm learning that it's better to communicate before I hit that burnout. Okay, so boundaries also mean advocating for yourself, even with, and especially with, authority figures. You're not being difficult by asking for what you need. You're being proactive. Professors aren't mind readers. Clarity is kindness in both directions. As we stated before, transparency all around. I mean, the worst that could happen is your professor says no, right? Like, you're doing your disservice if you don't vocalize what's going on. And in our experience here at UE, especially, professors are really understanding and supportive of life events. We're all human. We have lives outside of school, and things happen that are unexpected and outside of our control. So, they can't mind read. So vocalizing to them sooner or later, right? Like, we have clients, sometimes they're like, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. And I'm like, have you told your professor yet? And they're like, no. And I'm like,
on the office hours.
Right. Have you gone to this academic services? Right. Mm-hmm. They have tutoring there.
Yep. Coaching.
Yes. Right. And it's all for you. It mm-hmm. is no additional charge. Take
You're
advantage
paying.
Of it.
Big money to be here.
Right.
At any college, you're paying good money. So I tell clients this too, you need to demand the help that you need sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. if you go to office hours and they're explaining it and you still don't get it, okay, I need you to break that down even more. I need you to break that down even more until you get it, because you should not leave here having no idea how to do
right
whatever it is
right.
that you're here to study. Like, you should be pretty well versed in it. Maybe not to the level that your professor is,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, you're paying a lot. Your parents are paying a lot, whoever.
Yeah.
So you deserve to advocate for yourself and have mm-hmm. a good education that
yes.
you're paying for.
Yes. Take up space, man.
Yes.
Take up space.
Yes. Love it. Woohoo. Are we ready for myth versus fact?
Oh, sure.
Alrighty. Our first myth is setting boundaries is selfish.
So boundaries actually make relationships healthier, and that's the fact, right? They prevent resentment and burnout.
Mm-hmm. Our other myth today is, if I set a boundary, people will leave.
The right people will respect your limits. The ones who don't, that's information about the relationship.
That's telling, babes.
Right, that's information in itself, right? Like, we don't need those people.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay, self-care spotlight. This week's self-care spotlight, write one boundary statement you could keep in your back pocket. Like, thanks for inviting me, but I can't tonight. Or I need to focus on schoolwork right now, but let's talk about it later. Or even, I'm not sure, can I get back to you about it? I might be busy that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give yourself some time to think about it.
Right.
Maybe you automatically know it's a no, mm-hmm. but you're not sure how to communicate that quite yet. If you're new to the boundary world, that's okay. I really like that I'm not sure, can I get back to you? One, because it's giving you time to be like, let me really think about how I want to communicate this. Mm-hmm. And also it kind of primes the other person that you might say no. So then you're not signing up for something that you're like, oh, I should have said no to this. Mm-hmm. We've been there.
Yep.
So it might feel awkward at first, but it's like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger your peace protecting skills get. So keep working at it.
Okay, that's it for Sorry I Can't. I'm protecting my peace.
Remember, like I've said before, boundaries aren't walls, they're guardrails. They help keep you and your relationships on track.
Next time, we'll be tackling identity. Spoiler alert, you actually do belong here.
Yay! This is Hot Mess Help Desk.
Two counselors.
Total hot messes.
Here to help you thrive.
Before we go, a quick reminder, you don't have to handle everything on your own.
If you're a student here at UE, you can connect with us at the Counseling Center. Just call 812-488-2663, email counselingservices@evansville.edu, or stop by during office hours.
If you're not on our campus, check in with your school's counseling center or a local provider for support.
And if you ever feel like you're in immediate danger or having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call public safety to get in contact with a UE counselor or call 911 right away.
You can also dial 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7 anywhere in the U.S.
You're not alone, and reaching out takes courage.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.